Ever had one of those decisions, you know, where there's no right answer? Like every option feels kind of wrong.
Like trying to pick a restaurant with a group.
Haha, kind of, but way more serious. We're diving into the ethics of war, and trust me, there's no easy answers here.
Definitely a heavy topic,
Yeah,
especially now, right?
exactly. So to guide our deep dive, we're looking at this thought-provoking book review, Eingefügter Text. It really digs into a new book on the philosophy of war.
And it gets right to the heart of some seriously complex questions like, can there ever really be a just war?
Right, because it's easy to say war is bad, full stop, but the world's messy, isn't it?
Absolutely. The review tackles this head on. Like, what about situations like the Rwandan genocide?
Oof, yeah, horrific. But staying silent led to unimaginable suffering. So is inaction actually worse?
It's a huge ethical dilemma. The review mentions philosopher Elizabeth Anscombe. She argues that pacifism, like saying any war is always wrong, it creates this weird moral equivalence.
Between victims and aggressors, you mean?
Exactly. If we let atrocities happen because we refuse to intervene, are we saying the suffering doesn't matter?
It's that heavy question, all it takes for evil to win.
Right. But then it's like, who decides when to intervene? And that's another ethical minefield. The review seems to warn against any single nation taking that call.
Makes you think about Russia and Ukraine, doesn't it?
Definitely a real-world example with huge GE implications. And this all circles back to that idea of jus ad bellum. It's about what actually justifies going to war in the first place.
Okay, so there's like dot criteria. It's not just about feeling morally outraged and then, boom, sending in the troops.
You got it. Just war theory is a whole thing. The book and this review breaks down the different elements. And one of the criteria is probability of success.
So it's not enough to have a good reason. You also need a decent shot at actually winning. Otherwise, it's just pointless violence.
Right. The book digs into that. It's not ethical to just throw lives away in a lost cause.
Right.
The review makes this analogy about self-defense.
Go on.
Imagine someone way stronger attacking you. You might know you'll lose the fight, but defending yourself, even then, can still be the right thing to do.
It's about taking a stand even when the odds are stacked.
Exactly. So applying that to war.
It makes me think of Ukraine, you know? At first, nobody thought they could hold out against Russia, but then the global support they rallied totally changed things.
Right. It's almost like the ethical equation shifted.
So winning isn't just about military victory,
It's about the bigger picture, absolutely. And that leads to another layer of complexity.
So there are ethics within warfare. It seems counterintuitive, but then you think about some of the tactics.
Right. You have to draw a line somewhere.
Yeah.
But it's tough because war is brutal.
Yeah.
Survival is the priority.
Exactly. But if we lose all ethical boundaries, what makes us any better than them? Scary thought. And it makes me think about collateral damage, something the review brought up. Can you ever justify harming innocent people? Even if the war, the overall goal, is supposed to be just.
Man, that's the ethical swamp, isn't it? The doctrine of double effect. That's the classic argument.
Explain it like I'm, well, not totally clueless,
Sure.
but.
It's like, it's okay to do something that has bad side effects as long as your intention was for the good outcome.
So saying we didn't mean to bomb that hospital makes it all right. Doesn't bring people back.
Yeah, no. The review gives this analogy, a surgeon doing a risky surgery, right? There might be complications, but the intent is to save the patient, not harm them.
Okay, I get the comparison, but intention is tricky, isn't it? Especially in war, split-second decisions. Can you even separate what you intend versus what happens?
Huge GE debate. And to be fair, the book addresses that. Some philosophers say this double effect thing is a cop-out. Like, accepting some risk is different from just saying, oops, didn't mean for that bad thing to happen, but oh well.
Like, legally, it'd be dolus eventualis. We might not want the bad outcome, but you acted knowing it was likely. Drunk driving, for instance.
Perfect example. The review doesn't make that exact connection, but it gets at the same problem. A stray bomb is different from intentionally targeting civilians.
Hugey difference. So where's the line? When does acceptable risk become we just don't care about human life? And that makes me wonder if we're talking ethics, what about the soldiers fighting the war? Does it matter morally if they're fighting for a just cause versus not?
Ah, you've just hit upon the soldier's dilemma, one of the most ethically complex aspects of warfare. There's the traditional view, the moral equality of combatants, basically, a soldier's a soldier, regardless of the cause.
So blindly following orders in a war you don't even believe in, that's ethically the same as fighting for a just cause. Seriously.
That's the traditional view, yep. But then you have the revisionist perspective, which argues that no, a soldier's moral culpability is tied to the war's justness. If the war is unjust, participating, even under orders, could be morally wrong.
So taking responsibility, not just blindly following orders, makes sense. But let's be real. Bullets flying, your buddies screaming. Are you really thinking about Kant? Survival instinct takes over, right?
Exactly. The disconnect between high-minded philosophy and the brutal reality on the ground is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Armchair ethics are easy.
Way easier than the real thing. But that's why these conversations matter, right? If we can't even agree on the rules, how can we judge those who have to make impossible choices under pressure?
And that takes us to another key point from the review just postbellum. It's not just about the fighting. It's what happens after that matters, too. Declaring victory doesn't erase the damage.
So it's like there's this whole other battle after the actual fighting ends, the battle to rebuild and make things right.
Exactly. And that's where just postbellum comes in, the justice after war. It's about acknowledging that there's no clean slate, even with victory.
Okay, so what does that look like, correctly speaking? Is it about punishing the aggressors, or more like rebuilding what was destroyed, or is it something else entirely?
Honestly, it's kind of all of the above. Like, the review talks about having these international courts, you know, to hold people accountable for war crimes. Doesn't matter what side they were on.
So similar to the Nuremberg trials.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Because justice has to be impartial. Can't just be the winner's justice.
Right.
And the review also talks about these truth and reconciliation things.
Where victims and perpetrators, they actually talk to each other.
Yeah, it's a whole process. Sharing stories, trying to heal. And then, of course, there's rebuilding. Infrastructure, humanitarian aid, getting the economy back on its feet.
It's a long road back, isn't it? Makes you wonder, if finding just peace is this hard, does it make the idea of a just war even more complicated?
Right. Like, is it ever truly possible to make things right afterwards? That's the heart of the issue, really. Mm-hmm. And this book, this review, it's not about easy answers. It's about acknowledging that war is messy and tragic.
And we're always going to be wrestling with these really tough questions, trying to figure out, like, what's the right thing to do in a world where right and wrong, they aren't always so clear cut.
Absolutely. But that's why these conversations are so important. This isn't just theoretical, you know, it's about people's lives.
So much at stake. Well, if this deep dive into the ethics of war has left you with more questions than answers.
Which I'm sure it has.
Yeah. No easy answers here. But like we said at the top, sometimes the questions are just as important as the answers. As we wrap up, we'll leave you with one final thought. If you had to rewrite the rules of war, what would your ethical lines be?
Think about it. Until next time, keep asking the tough questions.